We have this morning a rare perspective from inside U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
It's really a withering perspective. That big agency includes the Border Patrol. Its agents have shot numerous people in controversial incidents without facing consequences.
2 months ago, the agency pushed out its head of internal affairs. James Tomczyk was criticized at the time for not doing enough to investigate corrupt agents. But Tomczyk tells a different story, the opposite story, about a culture that goes out of its way to evade legal restraints. He spoke with NPR's Kara Johnson.
When he describes the way Customs and Border Protection leaders forced him out after 8 years on the job, James Tomczyk doesn't mince words.
I think there's every indication that my removal from the position was an effort to identify a scapegoat.
A scapegoat, he says, to silence criticism that few, if any, agents face justice for killing unarmed migrants on the border. Since 2010, 28 people have been killed by agents and officers. Tomczyk says he believes about a quarter of the incidents are highly suspicious.
I believe the system was clearly engineered to interfere with our efforts to hold the Border Patrol accountable.
I asked him how that could happen.
Some persons in leadership positions in the Border Patrol were either fabricating or distorting information to give the outward appearance that it was an appropriate use of lethal force when in fact it was not.
Things like exaggerating the threat an unarmed migrant posed or claiming a migrant was on the U.S. side of the border when he was actually in Mexico. What's wrong, Tomczyk says, is the culture. After 9/11, border protection agents and officers, he says, thought of themselves as an extension of the military.
The phrase was frequently used, a paramilitary border security force or a paramilitary homeland security force.
One that operated outside of legal bounds.
I believe that has caused them to believe that they are separate and distinct from the federal law enforcement community and not bound by the same constitutional restraints regarding use of force.
For some of the very same reasons, CBP leaders recently launched more training programs and said they'd try to jumpstart an internal affairs unit that allegedly lost its way under Tomczyk. For his part, Tomczyk says he supports reforms like putting body cameras on agents to capture images of their interactions with people on the border. The internal affairs unit he ran for 8 years is now headed by an FBI agent, brought in by management to lead a sweeping review of operations. Tomczyk suggests he start by looking for corruption within the Customs and Border Protection ranks. A significant number, 5 or 10% of agents and officers, he says, are likely to be corrupted by money or family ties.
That is a number which I believe is a conservative estimate, based on the numbers of unsuitable persons who have entered the agency by virtue of hiring surges, most of which occurred after 2006.
Hiring surges so urgent that the CBP failed to administer polygraph exams to job candidates. Exams that he says could have rooted out past criminal behavior or connections to drug cartels and human trafficking networks. Before the polygraphs, Tomczyk says, about 20% of candidates got weeded out as unsuitable. But after the polygraphs became a regular part of screening, that number rose to more than half. Now he's the one with human resource problems, after being ousted for allegedly failing to do enough to investigate misconduct. Tomczyk filed a complaint with the Federal Whistleblower Office, and he's speaking out now to try to clear his name.
To hear it suggested that I didn't properly discipline persons when I know that neither myself or anyone in the Office of Internal Affairs has anything to do with discipline was quite difficult to hear.
Tomczyk says he prepared reports on use of force and other misconduct, and that, he says, was his job. By his account, higher-ups are the ones who were supposed to make decisions about whether to discipline agents. A spokesman for Customs and Border Protection says he can't discuss personnel issues, but he says the agency is committed to openness and accountability. Kara Johnson, NPR News, Washington.